And you'll forget what that means.
I know. You're right. That's why I have my recording more than anything, because I don't want to be sitting and trying to write everything down. I won't remember it all. Do you ever make cheese?
Mama made cottage cheese, but I can't. I know she used to sit the milk curds on the top of the stove to get hot. I can't. And she'd strain it. I can't remember too much how she did it.
Oh, they cooked it.
Well, I guess it did. I just remember her having it sitting on the stove back sort of in a cooler, not on a hot spot, but back in sort of a cooler spot. But I never made the cheese.
Cottage cheese, they call that?
It was cottage cheese, yeah.
Was it like a cottage cheese?
It looked like a coarse cottage cheese.
With the big,
big curds. I don't eat cottage cheese, so I wasn't too interested in learning how to make it.
I don't like it very much either. What'd you carry the milk in? Did you have to go milk the cows?
I milked, yes. Great big galvanized bucket.
Yeah, out of a, okay. Metal. Do you have the same kind of thing that you'd carry water in?
We didn't use the same pails, no, for water. The milk pails were just used for milk. They were sterilized and kept clean.
Can't put anything else in there. How'd you sterilize them?
Hot water.
Just rinse them out with real hot water. Yeah. What'd you carry the water in?
You know, I can't remember if it was a wooden bucket or a metal bucket.
Do you have one attached onto the well, too?
That you drop down into the well.
What'd you call that one?
No, I can't remember that one.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, when you milk the cows, did you ever talk to them or have
you had to pet them and console them.
What would you say to make them stand still?
See, you're really getting back in my earlier age, aren't you? Okay, I wasn't much older than you, I guess. I milked until I was a senior in high school. Those times I'd like to forget. Well, you call them by name and tell them to be still. Just sort of talk to them.
Did you ever say Saul or something like that?
If she hit me in the face with her tail, I'd slap her. Take that off that tape.
I'd be scared to slap her. She'd scare she'd kick me or something. No?
No.
They never did kick you?
Yeah, sometimes they would.
What would you carry, what kind of sacks would you have for carrying things in?
Mostly tote sacks. You know tote sacks?
Burlap. Yeah.
Bead sacks.
Well, those my
burlap.
Oh, okay. What was the difference?
Same thing. Let's see, fertilizer they call Guana, and so we call them Guana sacks.
Oh, okay.
You have that on any of your notes, a Guana sack?
I've got guano. It's the same. I'd never heard it. You're the first person I've heard to say
really?
That. Yeah. That's what the fertilizer came in.
And that's what the burlap or toe sacks were. You wash them out and you didn't throw anything away. You wash them out and hang them on the pasture fence or garden fence.
So the toe sack could be any of them. That any